Also, I, one of the mishpachas, exclusively for Shlema, for Tina, for Chav, and Talaya. Everybody should be strong, healthy, and well, Baz Hashem. Don't forget that after the Shia, this Matl Mitz Hashem is going to be here right after. I mean, I don't know exactly. I hope it'll be right after, it's supposed to be, if it works out. But the driving, everything, so we should stay, Baz Hashem. Okay, you should have on pages or your phone, if you didn't print it, you have from Machshavei Schoritz, from Tzadik, and you have Chassidus Mevorevis, you have from the from Lukudei Torah from the Baal HaTanya. That's what you should have. All together, I think it's probably three or four pages. We have to understand on our Madrega what is the pnimius of the Isuri Malacha of Shabbos. What's the reason that we can't work on Shabbos? We know what it says in the Chumash. And we know what you say in the Siddur. What's the inyan of the Isur Malacha of Shabbos? We were talking for the past few weeks in Nigla. That chakira of whether the ikir isur malacha is on the gavra, the person, or the chefts of the world. And we learned, I mentioned a few weeks ago that Lubavitcher Rabbi Schussel has said that one can't make a klal in this inyan, because from one malacha to another, we see that there's a shifting emphasis on the malacha of the person or the malacha that's taking place as a result of what the person does. But what is malacha? And in order to understand that, we have to, on our madrega, enter into the sugya that we began. At the beginning, we began with Kegavna, the sugya of Aliyas Olamos on Shabbos, which is what Shabbos is all about. That until now, unless some of you have learned this, Without trying to understand in our Madrega the sugya of Aliyas Ha'olamos on Shabbos, the Aliyas Ha'adam, the Aliyas Ha'olam, then we really don't know what's the problem with the 39 malachas. What's the meaning of malach? How do we understand malach bechlal and the isur malach, the prohibitions of malach? So we're going to start at the beginning. What happened when the world was created? I mean, Mamish, the beginning. What happened when the world was created? What happened when the world was created is that, as we taught in the Kisvei Arif at the beginning, Reis Chaim, at the beginning, before creation, there was an Ayin Mukhlat. There was absolutely nothing. There was only the Or Ein Sof, the infinite light of God. Even those words, the infinite light of God, implies something that we associate with, like, light. It was only that presence of Elokus, of the Borei Olam, and there wasn't any other Metzias in the world. Ayin Mukhlat. And as the Ari HaKadosh, as it begins in the Kisvei Ari, Chaim Vital begins, K'sha'ol B'Ritzon Yisborach, when, for whatever reason, we're not going into that now, for whatever reason, there was a Ratzon that Hashem had to create all worlds. That Ratzon to create all worlds brought forth the machshava, the thought of creation. That Allah b'machshava lefanav brought forth that machshava of creation, that thought of creation. And that machshava, as is described in the whole Seder of Hishtalshlus of how Hashem created the world, that machshava that began with that Ratzon, when that Ratzon of Hashem was to create all worlds, then that Ratzon brought forth the machshava of creation, and that machshava descended countless madregas, countless levels, tzimtzum achet tzimtzum, constriction, concealment, more and more constriction and concealment, until finally, from that machshava ha'elyoina, from that rotzen ha'elyoin, that came into the world, rivers and trees and all of us came into the world. That was at the beginning. The b'maisa b'reishis, the story of maisa b'reishis. You all know that the name Elohim is mentioned 32 times. The Lamed Beis Nesivos Chochma, the significance of that number is great. We're not going into that right now. But the name Elohim is mentioned 32 times. And you also know that Elohim is the name of Gvura and Tzimtzum, of concealment. Of concealment. And therefore, when the Torah says the name Elohim over and over in Ma'aseh Bereishis, it means that creation took place by way of Hashem covering and concealing with the name Elohim, with that Gvur of the name Elohim, covering and concealing that infinite light that was before all that existed, to such a degree that you and I actually can possibly come to the conclusion that there is no, that Chalila, there is nothing. There is no creator, there's no God. Al Kedei Kach is the name Elohim covering that reality of the infinite light of God. There's so many tzimtzumim, tzimtzum achad tzimtzum, to the point that we feel as if we have our own separate independent existence and that we don't need the presence of God or even His existence, chas v'shalom. That's how the world was created. Then, all of a sudden, Erev Shabbos arrives. Erev Shabbos im chashecha, Erev Shabbos arrives, and the pasuk says, Vayichal Elohim bayom hashvi. Vayichal Elohim bayom hashvi. In Chassidus we're taught, as we're going to see in a few minutes, that Vayichal, the word Vayichal means when something is finished, when something concludes, when it ends. Vayichul Hashemar Rashvaltz from Vayichal. So Vayichal Elohim bayom hashvi, in Chassidus we're taught, means that when Shabbos arrived, then Vayichal Elohim, then Hashem stopped using that name Elohim, Vayichal Elohim. It was the end of the use of the name Elohim, of constriction of Tzimtzum. So Tzimtzum at that point stopped, it ended. Physical creation, the world, and all worlds as Hashem wanted them to be, with all of the tzimtzumim and all the details of creation down to every tiny little detail, was completed. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. It's called rest. Shavas mikol malachta esher osa. V'chal Elohim. It's now V'chal Elohim. The tzimtzum stopped. Creation took place with concealment after concealment, hiding, retreating, covering and covering to make room for a creation that would sense itself as existing and that every single tiny molecule and atom would have existence. And then when it came to Shabbos, Vayichal Elohim. Elohim, the tzimtzum, the constriction and the concealment stopped. Vayichal Elohim Bayoyim Hashvi. At this point, physical creation is completed. The Maral in Tiferes Yisrael in Perek Mem, the Maral speaks about Shabbos. He writes the following. You don't have that in the pages. Perek Mem in Tiferes Yisrael, the Maral writes, Ki ha-shvisa ve-hefsek moira al-hashlam. The Maral says that shvisa, when a person finishes a job, there's shvisa. Resting, stopping, means that the job has been completed. Hashem is Baruch Kevan Sheshavas, the Maral writes, that Hashem, Kevan Sheshavas, since Hashem rested, or more accurately, Hashem stopped, Kevan Sheshavas, ended Shavas, Yesh Bipulosai HaHashlam. That means that what Hashem wanted there to be, creation with Tzimtzumim, with Elohim, through the 6 days of the week, that was now in a place of Shleimus, of completion. And that's the meaning, the Maral says, of Shabbos, to be Shavos. When something is done, then the person rests. He goes away, so to speak. He's finished. So for 6 days, that machshava of creation descended, od va'od va'od, it descended, and it went through all different tzimtzumim and shlavim, different stages, tzimtzum achat tzimtzum, until finally there would be that mitzias, that completed mitzias of this world, and then by yishbais by yom hashvi. Now the question, of course, is what does that mean that Hashem rested? If we don't understand on a deeper level Hashem's rest, then we can't understand why we're resting, and what are the what is the definition of a melacha on Shabbos? A person could be running around all day, and he hasn't violated any of the lametes melachas. So, what is the meaning that Kadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos? Now, since we know that Hashem created the world with 10 utterances, Bereishis is the first, and then Vayom Elokim, Vayom Elokim, Vayom Elokim, Yehi Rakia, Yehi Or, Yehi Rakia, and so on. Hashem created the world with the Asoa Mamaras. So it would seem to us that that doesn't require much effort on God's part. And Bechlal, what does it mean that Hashem made an effort to create the world? Effort is a word that is referring to human beings, to finite creatures, human beings, animals, and so on. What does it mean that Hashem rested after he said a couple of mamaras? Even you and I could say Vayomer 10 times and we don't have to take a break. So Hashem said Vayomer, Vayomer, Vayomer 10 times, and then, whew, boy, am I tired. Shabbos, what does that mean? That Hashem rested from the 10 mamaras. So obviously, it means something else. That the word Shvisa, Shabbos, Menucha, Ba Shabbos, Ba Menucha, Vayishbois, B'yom HaShvi, means something else. And in order to understand what our rest is supposed to mean on Shabbos, we have to understand what it means, Vayishbois, that Hashem rested on Shabbos. It doesn't mean when a person is tired. So what does it mean, the Shvisa of Hashem? So first, look at Reb Tzadik. You have Machshavei Schartz, which says Machshavei Schartz. This Mahalach of Reb Tzadik, which is part of a very long Torah that actually has to do with Purim and the month of Adar, this Mahalach of Reb Tzadik is also what Reb Chaim Volozhiner is speaking about in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph Perek Tesvav. So if you have Nefesh HaChaim and you have a Rotzen to really, really work hard on that Perek, Shar Aleph Perek Tesvav, Reb Chaim Volozhiner is also this, with a very, very similar Mahalach to what Reb Tzadik is talking about. But there's a little bit more in that Perek, there's a little bit more of Kabbalah. But Perek, Shar Aleph Perek Tesvav. But in the words of Reb Tzadik, let's read Reb Tzadik. The 6 days of creation, the actual guf, the body of the binyan, of the structure of creation. And Shabbos is the completion of that building, of that structure. Now we say these words all the time, every week. Shavas vayinofash. The word vayinofash is a key to understanding what Shabbos means. So the Kohen writes, Kederach hashoyves mimelachtai. The way to understand this is with the marshal of a person who has been working hard, has been doing something, and now he's completed the job. Kederach hashoyves mimelachtai. When the person is done working, he draws back within himself. We're going to have to learn that piece in the Baal Tanya to understand this deeper. When the person was working, he invested his nefesh, ruach, and neshama into what he was doing. And now that he is shoyves mimelachtoi, is Moshech Nafsho Elov, he retrieves, he draws back within himself his nefesh, his ruach, and his neshama. Hu haneshima. And we can see this physically. There's a simon of this physically when we breathe. When the person breathes, hu haneshima achar hashlomas hapa'ula. The breath. The person is breathless when he's running and working. He's investing his energy in that job. And that, as a result of that, he's expending energy. He's investing energy, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And now that he has completed what he was working on, he's able to stop and he's able to catch his breath. He draws back his breathing, his breath. Hu aneshima achra shlomos apul v'nafshoi noicha mimena. Now that his nefesh is stopping, is resting, he breathes back in. He restores his soul, his nefesh, his ruach, his neshama, v'zo hashlamasa. And that is the hashlama of the malacha. Not when the malacha is finished, but when the one who did the malacha draws life back into himself. After giving his energy, after spending his energy on that malacha, he now draws it back within himself. Breathing is a huge inyan in Avodas Hashem. It's a huge inyan in health, both physical and emotional well-being. Breathing is something that we could talk about for many, many, many years. I'm not exaggerating. But the inyan of breathing, what that is. That neshima, vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin is talking about that pasuk there. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Nishmas chayim. The soul of life, a living soul. So that living soul is drawn back into the person after it was spent on this malacha. And Reb Tzadik says, "V'nimtza hashvisa hu koach hakoach ha'achrein shel koiches ha'pula haba ha'ashlamasa." That means that shvisa is the final koach, the final stage at the completion of malacha. Hu hakoach ha'achron shel koiches ha'pula haba b'hashlamasa. It's the last pe'ula that takes place when the job is complete. And the person now sits back and he breathes. That's what Psalik says. What does that mean? What does it mean with HaKadosh Baruch? To sit back and breathe. What does that mean? So before we learn inside, look what they tell from the Alter Rebbe. Let me just give a little bit of hakdama so that when we see the Isis, it'll be a little bit easier. What the Tanya explains is when a person is doing malacha, when a person is working, there is a tahalich, there is a process that is set into motion where his koichos hanafshi, his spiritual, emotional, intellectual koichos experience a descent into reality. Descent into reality. The person was thinking about how to build this house, how to build this table. The person was giving a thought. He had in his imagination what this table or what this place would look like. And there was a rotzen that gave birth to that thought. And then there were emotions of excitement, anticipation to get started with the job. And now when he actually begins work, that will, that rotzen, that thought of the table or of the house or whatever it is that he's doing, that will, that thought, that emotion of investing into building this house or this table are then mislabesh in physical action. They become enclosed in the hand with the hammer, etc. The rotzen, the thoughts, the emotions, keser, chochma, bina, das, chesed, vura, teferis, netzach, hoyd, yisoid, become enclosed in the malchus of a living being in this world, in that job. So the mashal, this is the mashal that the Alter Rebbe is going to use, so I'll just introduce it and we'll see it inside. L'mashal. You have a brilliant person. Today, you know who's the outside was today? Today was the Ragachav, was the Ragachav, the Avni Nezer, and the Chida. Three of the smartest Jews that ever lived. The Ragachav, the Avni Nezer, I don't know what Yud Aleph Adar has such a schus to have such tzaddik. So imagine the Ragachav. Everybody's seen a picture of him. It's scary to look at. Look at the Ragachav. So the Ragachav had a thought in Torah. He had a thought in Torah. And you all know, we spoke about Shavuos a few years ago, that when the Ragachav had a thought in Torah, it's not like me and you, where we're trying to think of that word in Tosfos, or that sentence in the Ramban. When the Ragachav thought of Torah, what did he think of? Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula. When the Ragachav had a thought in Torah, it automatically, in his miraculous mind, it automatically went to everything in Torah, everywhere. The Avni Nezer was like that too. The Chida was like that also, everywhere in Torah. Now, the Ragachav had an einfall, had an idea, a chiddush. And he had to pick up his pen and write. That the Ragachav's pen didn't explode is itself a miracle. And you know that the words that he wrote were very, very few. And there are institutions and yeshivas and all kinds of machons now all over Israel that are trying to figure out what he was talking about. So the Ragachav's mind, that was so much bigger than the two words that he ended up writing, like Ayin Ksuvos Chavdalu. What does that mean? Right? But when the Ragachav wrote those two, just Ksuvos Chavdalu, when the Ragachav wrote those Oisiyas, there was that Al Derech Moshel, because it's not infinite, he was a human being. I mean, barely, but he was a human being. That infinite mind, it's not. But the closest we could talk about such a mind, that mind of the Ragachav, that was right now in a place of everywhere, Bavli Yushalmi, Sifra Sifri, Mechilta, Zoya Kodesh, every Rambam, every Rishon, Ramban, the Ritvot, Rashba, everything, a whole panorama, the whole, what's it called, Eitzer HaChachma, except he didn't bother with Achvayim usually, the whole Eitzer HaChachma was by the Ragachav. But now the Ragachav wants to help the world understand this chiddush that he has. He wants to give over this chiddush. By the way, he was very clear when he spoke to people. That's what they say. But writing is very hard. So when he had to do this, it was a muridiket tzimtzum. That machshava, that thought of the Ragachav, and the excitement and the excitement that he was feeling over this is godless of Teres Hashem, which we can't even be masig what the Ragachav was thinking and feeling. When he sets this into writing, when he sits down and writes to communicate this to us, to the world, then at that moment, he can no longer be in that infinite place that he was a moment before. Because at the moment that he's writing, that melacha of writing is the melacha of tzimtzum. He now has to be mitzamtzem, a vast, infinite thought and feeling. And he has to be mitzamtzem, he has to constrict, confine, he has to shrink this breathtaking, infinite thought and feeling. Rotson, thought and feeling, all of the spheres. He had to now bring this down into certain oisias, into letters and words, with the concern that any student of Torah who opens up will be able to learn this and to somehow through this would be able to connect to this chiddush that the tzaddik wanted to bring to the world, wanted to bring down into the world. So by the Ragachav having to constrict himself to oisias, to letters, and to ink, and to letters, to ksav, that means the seichel had to leave its place and go into the hand into the arm, the shoulder, the arm, the hand, the pen, the ink, to be mitzamsim itself, to leave momentarily. Or if he's going to be writing for 2 hours, 3 hours, to leave that place, that breathtaking, broad, infinite place of rotzen, of machshava, of hergeshim, and so on. And it has to descend many, many olamas, tzimtzum achet tzimtzum, until finally it appears on the page. And now that the Rogatchev has finished writing for this past hour or two, different chidushim, the Rogatchev puts his pen down. And when the Rogatchev puts his pen down, then he schoizer el asmo. He rests. And when he rests, when he stops, then through that shvisa, he's being shoveis, he is stopping the name Elokim. He was, while he was writing, he was involved in the world of Elokim, which is Tzimtzum. He was creating something in this world. He was taking something from a state of Ayin, so to speak, something that was abstract, something that was hidden, something that the world can't grasp. He was taking that from that world of Ayin, and he brought it down from Seichel, from Rotzen Seichel, Hergeshim. He brought it down, Madrega, Madrega, another Madrega, to finally bring that deep, infinite thought into the Malacha of writing, of Ksav. Now that he is Shoveis, now that he stops, his Koichais return to where they came from. This is what's called Aliyas Ha'olamos. That's what it's called, Aliyas Ha'olamos. That's what we're going to now work on, explaining. That Olam, that energy that was expended through the name Elokim, through the Tzimtzum after Tzimtzum, leaving that Olam HaRuchni, that invisible, mysterious, infinite world of thought, and descending all the way down till it actually ends up, till the Rogatchev's brain ends up on a piece of paper. Shabbos means when the Rogatchev puts his pen down and his thoughts are able to return to where they came from, closer and higher to the makor of who he is, because what he wrote on the paper is very, very, very far from who he is and what he thinks and what he feels. Very far. But now he rests. Now he's no longer preoccupied with you and I understanding a thought that he had. He's no longer trying to find the right words. He's no longer trying to find sentences that could somehow convey an abstract concept. That takes a tremendous amount of energy. Al derech moshel, a human being, to write a poem, to write something of depth, to try to convey a feeling, a thought that inside of you is infinitely greater than anything you could put on paper. So now it comes time to rest. And now the Rogatchev is no longer busy helping the rest of the world learn something new in Torah. He's able to return to his machshavas, to his ritzinus that are free, unfettered, unbound by ink, by pen, by talmidim, by students, by svarim, by avelt, unbound, unfettered, completely free to return to the source as those thoughts were before the tzimtzum of writing the sefer. So during the week, the koiches of Hashem, of creation, descend from that rotzen, from that infinite thought, with the name Elokim, which means bringing the thought down, further down, a tzimtzum, nochat tzimtzum, more tzimtzum, to try to put into into atoms and molecules, into trees, into flowers, into planets, into stars, into galaxies, to put down further, to put down, bring down these through the name of Elohim, Lamata, in order to bring the light of His presence into a world that is finite. Into a world that imagines itself to be on its own. What happens on Shabbos? As the sun is setting on Friday, Shavas Vayinofash means that Shvisa, Vayichal Elohim, the name Elohim now, stops being used. The Tzimtzum stops. The hiding, the constriction, the writing ends. Vayichal Elohim. Shavas Vayinofash. And Kivyochel, Hashem returns to the higher world. Vayinofash. He returns. Those thoughts return, are miskansim, gather back together and ascend to the shayrish of that Ratzon Ha'Elyon of the Machshav Ha'Elyon. Now let's learn inside in Likutei Torah. This is in Parshas Bahar. I photostated it by photographed it, I guess. I don't know what it's called. With the Chassidus Amuraris. With the parish of the Chassidus Amuraris, which is going to make it much, much, much more pleasant and easier for us. This is a Limud Yisodi Ma'od. Ma'od Yisodi. I don't know any way to say that in English. Very basic, very, very important and urgent for us to know. And after we learn this Yisod, as is explained by the Alter Rebbe, who was the biggest Balmazbir, then we'll be able to understand the Yosha Devei Emes, the Mizrach HaMagid, we'll be able to understand something from the Ari HaKadosh as we go further in our effort to understand what is the meaning of the Lama Tes Malachis. We'll be able to understand. But this is Ma'od Yisodi. Ma'od Yisodi. Let's first read the words of the Alter Rebbe himself, and then we'll see the Chassidus Mevarvis. V'ha'inyan, you have it? Page Shin Tes Vav. This is in Likutei Torah, Parshas Bahar. In the original, it's on page Mem Aleph, I think. I remember. V'ha'inyan kihine perish vayishbois bayom hashvi. The meaning of vayishbois bayom hashvi. Hu al derech moshe. This can be compared. What does it mean that Hashem rested? Hashem gets tired. What does that mean? Hashem rests. Hu al derech moshe. This can be compared to a person who's doing a malacha. Who's doing a malacha? He's koisev, eze seichel. See, the Rebbe doesn't use a marshal of some hard physical labor. Because even somebody who's not a Ben Bris can understand what it means to have a day off from building something. But what is the shvisa of not writing a couple of oisias, of writing two oisias? What's the Shabbos? So the Alter Rebbe says, "Al derech moshe me'adam she'osa eze malacha k'moshe koisev eze seichel." So this person, we're using the Ragachava. The Ragachava has a certain seichel, a thought, an idea, and he wants to set it into writing. He neitzarch sichloi leireid. So his mind, his intellect, must now descend, constrict, descend, ad shi yislabish bahamidois vahamachshava, until it becomes enclosed in the midas and the machshava. The midas, the lower spheres, the machshavas, the midas. V'acharkach yardim kulam umislabshim b'koyach ha'maisa, until the intellectual and emotional koiches descend further and further down, until finally that seichel ha'elyoin, that higher thought, is now mislabesh, it's enclosed, b'koyach ha'maisa, in the physical act of writing something. Va'acha shenoch mimelachtoi, and now when this person has finished writing what he wanted to, and he rests, he stops, all of those koiches now return. He brings them back within himself. Choyzim kol ha'koyches, u'mis'alim, and they ascend, v'nechlolim b'koyach ha'seichel, u'ba'atzmus ha'nefesh. And they become, once again, one with a person's actual mind and the atzmus ha'nefesh, the essence of his soul. Which during the time that he was writing, there was a departure from the soul. There was a separation from the soul. There was some disengagement from the soul because he had to convey this to the world, to strangers, to people, to some people other than himself. So in order to do that, he had to disengage from the essence of who he is. But now that he is finished, he rests. And resting means the aliyah of those koiches, and then the nechlolim b'koach ha'seichel ba'atzmus ha'nefesh. The kach al derech mashal. So this is a mashal. Sheishes yomim osa Hashem. Hashem, as we learned, doesn't just mean Hashem did during 6 days. Hashem created the 6 days, the six midas. Sheishes yomim osa Hashem. Hain. Next page. Yuridas ha-chochma v'ha-midas. The yurida of chochma and midas that takes place with the name Elohim during the 6 days of creation. Ayde kama tzimtzumim, through many, many constrictions, coverings, concealments. Elohim, 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 32 times Elohim. Ayde kama, which is infinitely more than we can imagine, tzimtzumim achat tzimtzumim, lislabesh ba'asor ma'amaras. To the point that Hashem's infinite thought became enclosed in the 10 utterances of creation. We're going to talk about that after we finish this piece. The transition from machshava to dibur, from thought to speech. Until Hashem's infinite will and seichel, through the use of the name Elohim, and all of the tzimtzumim of the name Elohim, would become enclosed in the 10 utterances, the 10 words, or the 10 utterances of Vayom Elokim, Yehi Or, Vayom Elokim, and so on. V'lechein nizker hakol shem Elokim b'mayse bereishis. Therefore, throughout Mayse bereishis, only the name Elokim is being used throughout Mayse bereishis. Shu b'chinas tzimtzumim v'chulu. Because Elokim is gvur. Elokim means descent from the source, concealment. Tzimtzumim, covering, veiling. Or b'Shabbos k'siv, but when it comes to the Shabbos, it's written, Vayichal Elokim. Vayichal Elokim. Now the use of the name Elokim stops. Vayichal Elokim. Now, it's Vayichal Elokim. Hainu. Sichloi. I'm sorry. Shekolu uposku at tzimtzumim. Shekolu uposku ha-tzimtzumim. Vayichal Elokim means shekolu now, kolu uposku ha-tzimtzumim. Vayichal. All of the tzimtzumim of that, now it's written. Now creation, like we learned in the Maral, is in a place of shleimus. The guf ha-binyan, like Rav Tzadik said, the actual building that Hashem wanted to build is finished. And because of that, kolu uposku ha-tzimtzumim. Now, all of the tzimtzumim, the constrictions, the concealments, are finished. Vayichal Elokim kolu uposku atzimtzumim. And now what happens next? What happens next is Shabbos. V'oyla v'nichlal b'shem havaya. Now it's oyla v'nichlal b'shem havaya. All returns, all of the kivyachal, nefesh, ruach, neshama of creation, all the infinite, all that infinite light of creation, or ascends, it's v'oyla, v'nichlal b'shem havaya. And it becomes one, roza de'echad. It all is unified in the name Yudke Vavke, v'ichal Elokim. It's the end of using Elokim, and now everything ascends to the shem havaya, shu b'chinas soivev kol almin, which is the b'china of soivev kol almin, creation is mamalik kol almin. And now there is a return to surrounding all worlds, to the seichel kivyochel of Hashem Himself, to the infinite will, the rotzen, and the seichel of Hashem Himself. Ukamoy al derech moshel hanal aliyas haseichel v'amidas shenishpelu, that all of the seichel and all of the midas that descended shenishpelu and were lowered and diminished in order to give the world over, like the Ragachever giving over to the world his idea in writing. All of that is now finished. And now there's the Aliyas HaSeich V'Amidah Shenishpilu Shechoyzim U'Mis'alim L'Shoresha. And all of the Seichel and Midas Kivyochel of Hashem Achoyzim U'Mis'alim L'Shoresha. They return and ascend to the Shoresh in the Atzmus of Hashem, in God's infinite essence. V'zeh Shekosov, and that's why he says by Shabbos, Shabbos L'Hashem. Shabbos liyud kevavke. Shabbos l'ashav. That's the meaning of vayishbais. We could begin a little bit. Just let's learn a little bit of Chassidus Mubaris. Back on page Shintes Vav on the left side. Vayinyan ki hini perish vayishbais v'yom hashvi. Tzorach biyur. Since Hashem doesn't have to put in any effort, there's no such thing as Hashem working or making an effort. As like it says in the Medrash, Hashem didn't have to sweat. He didn't have to work hard to make a world. Dvar Hashem spoke, Layer Melukim, and the world was. So what's the big menucha? What's the shvis? Imkein, Mao inina shvis menucha etzlisbarach. What does that mean that Hashem resting? What's the shvis? What's the menucha? Umao vayishbois b'yom hashvi. What's vayishbois b'yom hashvi? Well, derech mashal. Let's just read the parish. We just read it inside. Ela sheinina shvis u'mashal. Shvis is a mashal that we could understand. Hashem made it something that we could understand. The Torah is written for us. The kishem she'onu royim etzal bosav adam lahavdil, the same way we see by a human being. She'kesh adam noch la'ach ve'avayda kasha, that after working hard, the person rests. Ho'omer la'atzmai, what does he say? When he's done with the job, he was working very hard, and now he stops. He's finished, and he rests. What does he say? Shafti al'atzmai. Ich bin gekumen zu sich. Shafti alatz means I'm coming back to myself. Ani chozer alatzmi. Ich bin gekumen zu sich. I'm coming back to myself. While I was working, it was for Yenem. I was doing something for the Welt, for my friend, for the shul, for my wife, whatever it was. Something that I want to have in the world. But I was outside of myself. I was giving of myself outside. And now, ich bin gekommen zu sich. Shatam lekachu, ki sibas ha'aifus, maises, me'asiyas malacha. The reason that a person gets so tired when he does something, when he works, and whether it's physical labor or you're working very hard intellectually, you're exhausted. Hu lefi shebe'es ha'asiyas malacha, it's because when you're doing the malacha, when you're working, your machnis, you invest in your malbush, you enclose all of your koiches, all the way from what you wanted to do, from your rotzen, through the seichel, through the midas, into this malacha. And the more you spend your koiches, to invest them in this malacha, that's how tired you become. And when you're finished with the malacha, then all the koiches come back. The koiches return. Now I come back to myself. I'm coming back to myself. That's the meaning in Pnimius of the word menucha. Returning to the source, to the beginning. That's menucha, coming back to oneself, to the etzem of oneself. Well, the dogma, for instance, Odom hakoisev rayon sechli, a person is writing an idea, a concept. So Mordechai, is he here? Well, the dogma, Odom hakoisev rayon sechli, a person is writing an idea, rayon sechli. Tzarech letzamtzim is koiches nafshoi. He has to mitzamtzim koiches nafshoi v'sichle v'yikshoisav. Mitzamtzim his thoughts, his rotzen, his thoughts, his feelings, all 10 spheres. He has to be mitzamtzim. Ulayridun l'madreges hamaisa. To bring it into the world of lamaisa. Ad l'kach hamaisa shpiyot, till he's actually writing. Shuyavir asarayon al-gabi hani'ar. He now is taking this concept, this rotzen, this machshava, and the midas that go with it, and he's now putting it into paper. Ukshagoimer es melechas haksiva. And when he completes this melacha of ksiva, of writing, koichoi sichlo yimidoisav, choizrim, next page, umisalmu mekoiro. All of those koiches are what? Choizrim umisalmu mekoiro. They return and they ascend to the mekor of the person himself. Kvishahem b'moicha b'nafsha. And now he's back in that infinite place where his thoughts are flying and all over. It's not the Rogatchover anymore on the paper, it's the Rogatchover back in the Rogatchover. Nimsa, sha'asiyas melocha, that when a person does melocha, goyremes liyeridas v'hashpolos ha'koyches lamata. The melocha requires a yerida and hashpola of the koyches lamata, a descent, diminished descent of the koiches down. The geder ha-menucha hu, and the meaning of menucha is, menucha rest means what? Aliyas ha-koiches l'shar shema mekayram. The return of those koiches, of seichel, of rotzen, of seichel, and of midas, the return l'mekayram, la'achi yiridosam, b'slab shusam, b'meshul amatim hem. After they had to suffer this descent, lower and lower, now the koiches return to where they came from. In footnote 106, when you stop the job, when you're done, this mind returns to its original strength, and then the person, the Rogatchover, returns again to that mind where he's thinking about things that nobody else knows. They're just going all over the place where nobody can understand or fathom. That's infinitely higher than the seichel that anybody can see in the melacha. In the melacha itself, you can't see that. You can only see the last stop. You can only see Elohim, Teva, Din, Vura, creation itself. But you don't see where it came from. You don't see where it came from. Where it came from is Shabbos Lashem, Yukevavke. On Shabbos, it's infinitely easier for us to see where it came from. That's what we're going to be getting at. With all the malachas, each one of the malachas, how is each malach in its own way a symptom of what koyach, of what seichel? And with each malacha, we're going to trace back what is that malacha in the seichel ha'elyon. And through that, we'll have a greater understanding of our possible way of thinking of things, and through the midas, into the actions of the 6 days of the week. Okay, to be continued, Bez Hashem.